What's on your mind? Hi, folks. I am Scott Hennen. Todd Mitchell off actually through next week, as a matter of fact. Wish him and his fiancée for a few more days, Carrie. Well wishes, getting married Saturday and the big honeymoon next week. So you get the extra time that we have. Floor is yours. That's why we ask what's on your mind. 800-228-0550 from the studios of 550K Fire in Bismarck. KCJB in Minot. AM 1100, the flag of Fargo-Moorhead. KTGO Tioga and KLTC Dickinson. Give us a call at 800-228-0550. Email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Or you can weigh in on our Facebook page. Later this hour, Jay Olmley will join us from the Energy and Environmental Research Center. We're going to get some science, some facts on the oil filter sacks that have been in the news of late. Stay tuned for that. In the meantime, back to your calls here. Also want to remind you there's a debate tonight between the candidates for the Ag Commission race on the Republican and Democratic side, the incumbent Doug Goring and his challenger Ryan Taylor, as well as the North Dakota Newspaper Association sponsoring that, as well as the congressional race. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the incumbent, along with the Democratic challenger George Sinner tonight. And that'll take place at the Radisson. So 7 o'clock, 45-minute debate with the Ag Commission candidates, and at 7:45, the congressional candidates. Wanted to remind you of that. All right, let's get back to the phones. Morris and Stanley has been waiting a while to weigh in. Listening on KCJB. Go ahead, Morris, what's on your mind?
Yeah, my problem is there something we can do about the movement of getting this Electoral College thing straightened out? I can see the day when in horse and buggy days when it was very, very good thing to have, but as of now it's obsolete. And now I understand over the news that they're working on it, but they're going to have to probably take 2 years before it's going to be activated, and I think that's too long. To give you an example, a year, the last time in the presidential election, our polls were open till 7 o'clock. I decided to go down and vote after 6, and when I'm driving down to the polls, I hear on the radio that the president has been elected, and we haven't even closed our polls yet at 7 o'clock any time here in the central mountain time and there on west. There's something wrong with that setup. I didn't even vote. Turned around, went back home. What was the object? It's already settled.
Yeah, and by the way, folks might not remember this, but the famous 2000, debate, and the court battle and everything ensued was exactly for that reason. I mean, the polls closing at one time in Florida and in parts of the state, another time in another state, and the networks calling it early and wrong, therefore swaying a lot of folks who didn't vote. So that very issue of the reporting was why we had that chapter we had in 2000. What reform would you suggest? What do you think the fix is, Morris?
I don't know, but what they're talking about now is that the voting and the election will have a personal count in through the whole nation. But after that's done and they go to work and have the count and they find out who probably by the personal count is the president, then they have to go back. They're talking about now having to go back and let the House and the Senate or somewhere the officials get together, and they will be the same as the Electoral College. They will vote to make sure that this is correct. That's just adding insult to injury. I don't think that would be a very good one. What the answer is, I'm sorry, I don't know. I think that the modern methods that they have for communication now, when they have taken the tolls at the end and it's cut off at 8 o'clock, whatever it is, and that there's a number in there that gives you a reasonable number of the people that have decided to elect a person, that's it.
Morris, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. I've come to the belief that it's time to reform how we elect the president as well, just from the standpoint of the flyover states versus the battleground states and how that's all decided. This interesting debate making its way through a number of legislative debates around the country, and they're trying to get to the point where they have enough states to represent 270 electoral votes that then enter a compact to say, whoever the popular vote winner is going to get our vote, which effectively the Electoral College is still there, but it's used in a different way based on this compact, which is, you know, I think one way to get more relevance to all 50 states, and especially states like North Dakota, South Dakota, that are often ignored in national political races. That'd be one thing I'd suggest. Appreciate your call, Morris. Jim in Medina, you're next. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. What's on your mind, Jim?
Well, just up the...
Hey, Jim, I don't know if you're calling from a cell phone, if you can get to a place where you might get a little better signal. We might get more than every other word here, but I'm having trouble hearing you. Can you try again?
Okay, is this a little better?
It is, yes, thank you.
Okay, sorry about that. Well, first of all, I want to comment about the last caller, Electoral College. If we go to just the popular vote, then we're going to have New York and California voting in our president. The rest of us aren't going to have a chance. I mean, you figure San Diego County has over 7 million people alone.
Yeah, and but every vote counts equally.
Correct.
In other words,
population-wise, those states are still going to hold the control.
If they vote.
You got, 700,000 people in the state of North Dakota. Well, the city of San Diego takes care of North Dakota, South Dakota, and probably part of Minnesota alone.
Here's my argument on California. Right now, Republicans don't campaign there, right? Because they say there's no chance of getting there, there's not much of a turnout effort, and only the most diehard Republicans vote. Well, let's have a debate in California. Let's start caring about those votes there and actually, engage in that, because...
I do spend a lot of time in California, and trust me, it is Democratic. There's no two doubts about it. There's far more Democrats there than there are Republicans. Unbelievable. But the other comment I wanted to make is on the minimum wage.
Yes, sir.
We all know that if it goes to $10.10, small towns are going to hurt big time. But here's my question. Raising the minimum wage to $10.10, what is that going to do to payments for unemployment people?
Yeah, I don't know. You're suggesting that a hike in the minimum wage would mean they'd...
They're going to hike up the unemployment payments?
I don't know. I haven't seen anything about that.
To me, that's kind of what it's about.
Well, it's about more votes. It's about politics.
Yeah, and we seem to be leaning towards a you don't have to work, we'll take care of you attitude. Makes me wonder, is that what's going to happen?
Cradle to grave. That's one of the arguments here. And I bristle at is this idea that Oh, you Republicans hate the minimum wage. No, actually, we actually think the markets do a pretty good job of sorting this out.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and North Dakota being a prime example. Try hiring anybody for the minimum wage in North Dakota.
Oh, so, right now you can't.
Why not use the North Dakota example? Okay, let's figure this out. What's right about our regulations? What's right about our business-friendly environment? Why look at oil and gas development that's happening. I mean, just go right down the list. That's why I love the Ted Cruz thing. I've got the video posted on the Facebook page. He uses North Dakota as an example. Said, hey, minimum wage right now in America is zero because too many people don't work at all, so 10-10's bogus. But how about this? $46.98, the average wage of the oil and gas industry worker in North Dakota. So let's figure out a way to open up federal lands and find more ways to do that in other places. Great idea.
And what would that do to Detroit?
There you go. Might be more people working. Jim, thanks for the call. Chuck in Grand Forks, get part of your comment in here before the break. Go ahead, Chuck.
Oh, my comments on minimum wage, whether it be $4 an hour or $40 an hour, minimum wage is going to provide you with a standard of living. If, you know, if inflation, it's not the money you make, it's the money it costs you to live right now. Minimum wage, you start jacking that up, which is basically socialism, it's going to inflate everything. So your $20 an hour isn't going to give you any more than you had when you were minimum wage in 1980 for $5 an hour. It's just...
Chuck, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. More welcome at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind? Let us know.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey, the silliness of this incessant focus on the owner of the LA Clippers, Donald Sterling, has spilled over to the Minnesota Twins now. You may remember that Calvin Griffith said some things caused a bit of a stir. Where was he again? He was in some small town chamber event or Kiwanis event or something. Waseca, was it? I don't remember. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Many, many years ago, and there happened to be a reporter in the room, and he said something when asked why did he move the team, because he'd seen something where there were only 15,000 black people in Minnesota. And so that's why he moved the team. Now, he actually explained that to say that, you know, research suggested that turnout, attendance at baseball games was low among, black populations. So therefore, what he was saying essentially is Since there's a low black population here in Minnesota, more people will go to our ball games because it's white population. I don't know. Is that racist? I don't know. But anyway, you know, caused a bit of a storm. So anyway, the Donald Sterling situation now has people saying, well, gosh, maybe since Cal Griffin was racist, we ought to get rid of the statue of him at Target Field. How's that for silly? Now, I don't know that that has any kind of popular support, but I actually saw a news story about that. Got to be kidding me. Unbelievable. I asked earlier about May Day traditions, and someone has sent a note along to say, did you know that May Day actually was a celebration for workers sponsored by communists? That's why Pope Pius in the 12th in 1955 instituted the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker. Yeah, so that's also today another way to celebrate labor today. All right, thanks for the tip. Others welcome at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. On the minimum wage debate we've been chatting about here a bunch today, Adam says the national minimum wage is a stupid idea because local economies can be vastly different. $10 an hour in New York is completely different than $10 an hour in Bismarck or Fargo or Houston or Tallahassee. There are a myriad of economic realities that vary drastically between cities and states. The economics of each region should determine wage rates, not a centralized federal government. Patrice says, I'm getting tired of the GOP blocking open dialogue about issues. What is it with that? That behavior is what is turning people off from the party. When will they learn? Paul says, why do Democrats want people to settle for minimum wage? Why not encourage people to strive for the maximum wage they are worth? Do you want to earn the maximum wage? Then market yourself and better yourself. Don't settle for the minimum. You can be better than that. Paul, there, I think, is the debate I'd love to have. There's the debate I'd love to have. To talk about the differences there. Because sadly, I think what the Democratic Party is doing with this minimum wage debate is trying to change the subject from Obamacare to say, see, we're for the little guy. And it's this idea that we're playing the victims. Oh, those evil companies don't pay you enough, so we're going to set the minimum wage, which is ridiculous because you can make what you and again, I throw out North Dakota as a prime example of that. We are the shining example of how you can, and by the way, I think it was the Halliburton CEO once said, look, if you've got a GED and a strong work ethic, work for us for a year or two, you're going to be up there at $120,000 a year. Just a good work ethic is what we need. So $46.98, according to Senator Ted Cruz on the Senate floor in the middle of this debate, yesterday saying, hey, that's the average wage in the oil and gas industry in North Dakota, $46.98. So let's focus on opening up more areas to energy so if we want to really raise the minimum wage for folks. Do it that way. And I'm with Paul. Good argument. Back to the phones at 800-228-0550. Ron in West Fargo, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott, everybody's talking about this minimum wage, but there's one factor nobody's mentioned yet. What is the tax going to generate out of that for the federal and the state, out of that minimum wage raise?
So your take, Ron, is this is a way to feed the beast? This is a way to get some more
you
tax
betcha.
Revenue?
Yeah. You figure it out. If they get a $3 raise, every person in that $3 raise, the government's going to take over a third.
Although I've seen far too many studies to suggest you hike the minimum wage, you cost jobs, so maybe the net wouldn't be what they think it is. Don't you think it's more about politics? Don't you think it's more about? I don't think it's wanting to set the minimum wage. It's wanting to help the people that it purports to. You know, there's so many studies. Younger minority workers are the ones that hurt the most. There's less jobs. Obviously, if you hike the minimum wage, you know the cost of things goes up. So then now the people you're purporting to help end up getting hurt. This is about getting more votes, not helping folks at the bottom of the ladder, isn't it, Ron?
Yeah, but nobody mentions how much the government's going to rake in on the taxes. State, federal, I don't care.
Yeah, well, I'd like to know. I mean, because again, I would say if we probably, you know, if in fact it costs jobs, then the net wouldn't necessarily be there. But I, you know, I hear your angle. Maybe they're gunning for more of your money, more tax money. Allows them, you know, it's a drug. Where you know, elected folks allows them to spend more money. Interesting take. Appreciate that, Jerry, South Dakota. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I'm kind of questioning the minimum wage here deal. The Republicans are totally against anybody being on food stamps, which the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, has said that if you raise the minimum wage, it'll take 600 or 60 million people out of the poverty level. They won't be on food stamps no more. And then another point, there are 28 million people in the United States right now that are working on the minimum wage or living on the minimum wage. That comes to $15,600 a year. Not every state's as great as North Dakota as far as having oil underneath them. South Dakota, where I'm from, for one, the governor's always bragging how rich we are, how our economy's doing so good. There's a lot of people in South Dakota working for minimum wage.
I want to start where you started, Jerry, and to say I don't think Republicans hate people being on food stamps. I think people...
why do they go on to cut that? The first thing they want to do is cut food stamps.
No, what they said
look
was...
Look at the budget, Paul Ryan's budget.
No, but Jerry, the facts suggest that, you know, first of all, if you look at the growth in the minimum wage and the policies of the minimum wage, people get it that don't even ask for it, that are automatically put on it. Is that the America you want? It's not the America I want. Now, if
you want America that you got an employee that, like McDonald's, is telling your employees to go and get welfare assistance, how to do it, and yet pay them at minimum wage when McDonald's last year had record-breaking profits? Is that the America you want?
Well, you lost me there. My point is this: the reforms to minimum to food stamps said, look, if you need them, you demonstrate need, you get them. You don't automatically receive them. The growth in them was the and by the way, wasn't the first thing they wanted to cut. What they suggested was, wait a minute, let's have a process that says you don't just automatically go on them. You get them if you request them, if you need them, if you demonstrate a need for them. There's clearly an abuse of that particular system. They're trying to get rid of the fraud and abuse. Jerry, appreciate the perspective. Thanks for the call. Others waiting. We'll get back to you in a moment.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, the best of the best. With that deep cleaning process and that free VIP service, the calendar's flipped to April. What's that mean, Megan?
Starting April 6th, we will be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Feel free to give us the call at 701-628-1550 to check for wait times. Otherwise, the later hours will certainly guarantee you a shorter wait time.
And when you do have a wait, don't forget the free VIP service and that great lounge. Now open 24-7 on the truck bypass south of the Cenex Pinnacle, Stanley.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Get two more calls in here, and then we're going to welcome our guest from the Energy and Environmental Research Center and inject some science into the debate over these filter socks you've been hearing about. Some fact-based science that often don't get reported. A lot of misperceptions out there. I want to deal with that head-on today on the program. Randy in Bismarck, Kevin in Fargo, let's get you in here, and then we'll chat with our guest here on the program. Randy, what's up?
Hey. Great program. I love listening to you guys. A lot of different views out there. One of the things is that when it comes to minimum wage, you know, we definitely have to do something different. Maybe a stair-stepping approach like we did back in, the 80s, instead of bang $4 off the bat, or you know what I'm saying? And then you also, the state of North Dakota is a prime example. You can't hire anybody for minimum wage in the state of North Dakota right now. You have to make an adjustment. So,
isn't that exactly the reason not to have a minimum wage, to let markets ultimately sort that out? And
it falls back to this. Employers will take advantage of people if they are not taken care of. And I'm not
let's use North Dakota as an example of that. You can't take advantage of a work. I had a guy tell me from the, years ago, not a long time ago, but in the middle of the oil boom, ran a very busy business in Stanley, North Dakota. He said, you know what? I can't yell at anybody. I said, what do you mean? Well, if I got an employee that's messing up, I can't say, hey, don't do that anymore, because they'll just go work across the street. So, to me,
State of North Dakota is definitely different than the rest of the country. There's a lot of states that are having problems. So
okay, so how about this? So let's make the rest of the country more like North Dakota, rather than say we need a $10.10 minimum wage. Why does North Dakota work? Why don't other states do the same thing?
We're a lot different people up here too, by the way, when it comes to work ethics.
But your take is we need a minimum wage hike and just get there responsibly.
Different. Yeah, we have to make a change here. It's been a long time. I mean, it's been how many years has it been since the last hike in minimum wage?
And of course, I don't know. I forget how long it's been.
It's been a while, and there has to be some kind of change. I mean,
but again, that doesn't exist in a fair amount of places. Randy, appreciate the call. Kevin, let's get you in here for your take, and then we'll go to our guest. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Kevin, you mean?
Yeah, did I not say Kevin? Sorry, Kevin Fargo. Go ahead.
The minimum wage thing. The last few callers here, the one said that, you know what, the government's going to go ahead and take, you know, be more money for the government. That's just not accurate, because what that does is put them in a wage there per year. They're not only not going to pay any taxes, they're going to qualify for the earned income credit, which is $4,000 or $5,000 back, even though they didn't pay it in. So the government's not going to collect anything. And the argument that, you know, they'll get off of food stamps or whatever, no, at that rate, they still qualify for everything. It is not a living wage. I mean, and that's what they're trying to tell us, that it's like going to, you know, bump them into a living wage. $10 an hour is a living wage, and you can't support a family on it. So I'm just stymied by all that. I don't get it. And your last caller said, you know, we got to be protected from employers. I think I'm siding with you here, but if you don't like it here, then go somewhere else. You know, and if you've got a strong economy, you know, your evil boss
I just reject the idea. I reject the idea that employer bad, employee good. In other words, any employer worth their salt is not going to treat people poorly, or they're going to have constant turnover and having to replace people. And that's no way to run a railroad. There's no incentive for an employer to treat an employee poorly. Period.
No, they cost money every time you hire somebody new just to get them up to speed. And real quick on this L.A. Clippers owner, how about a real news story on a black person that says something racist? Say, like, maybe Spike Lee sitting at a L.A. Lakers game and says that white people are the devil and need to be put down. How about that being a news story? You know, I feel for this guy. What he did was wrong, but too bad. You know what? First Amendment rights, you can say what you want. It was private. The person, this gal that taped it, should go to jail because it's against the law in California. Oh, and by the way, it's illegal in California to publish it.
A lot of hysteria out there. To the point now we're talking about removing Cal Griffith's statue at Target Field because of something he said in the 70s. My gosh. Appreciate the call and you listening, Kevin. Thanks a bunch. Jay Olmley is the senior research manager at the Energy and Environmental Research Center, a wonderful organization in Grand Forks. And we're going to talk about some sound science here when it comes to some headlines you've seen. And I'm no scientist, but when I saw some of these headlines, I'm like, oh, wait a minute here. We have noon in North Dakota sounding like it's Chernobyl here in this radioactive waste. So a lot of emotion on this topic, and we want to inject some science. So, Jay, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Wonderful. All right. So, first of all, should we be talking about radioactive? The term radioactive is charged, and I realize technically we could say what's in these filter socks is radioactive material, but then we also better talk about what else in the way of materials that are radioactive, right? I mean, help me understand why radioactive is probably not the proper term here, given what people think instantly when they hear the term radioactive.
You're along the right lines, Scott. Radioactive is an accurate term, but we have to put it in context. Radioactivity exists all around us in just about every natural material there is at some low level. So radioactivity, that word, should not elicit that emotional response that some are seeking.
Yeah, because, you know, when you hear illegal dumping and radioactive waste, you start thinking, oh, my gosh, so what the heck is going on here? Explain to me what the norm is.
Norm is naturally occurring radioactive material. So that's the material that is below our feet in the earth, in the geology below the soil, in the water around us, in air. Naturally occurring is the key word there. So norm, naturally occurring radioactive material, is material that has a low level, relatively low level of radioactivity. There is some debate in the public space now about what low means, and certainly the oil industry is taking it seriously. They're spending significant budgets to dispose of norm properly, out of state, by the way, and they're taking it seriously. They are disposing of it properly. A few bad actors are making the press and going against what most of responsible industry wishes to do with that low-level radioactive material.
And in the case of the bad actors, and I think you're right, I mean, 99% of the stuff is disposed of properly, but the 1% where we've had some high-profile cases where it's been discovered and illegally dumped in some abandoned building or something, what threat does that pose to people in those particular areas?
I would have to objectively say not nearly the threat that's implied when you read about it in the press or when you hear about it from certain people who are trying to promote it as a high threat. I heard the word Superfund used, for example, a few weeks ago. We're just not there. Norm material, these filter socks specifically, are still at the low end of the radioactive measurement scale. Yes, they need to be disposed of properly. There are methodologies for that. As I said, a lot of these oil companies are paying top dollar to have these socks disposed of out of state, in places like Colorado, Texas, Idaho, Washington, other places. So we do need to be careful about how we dispose of them. But people should not get the idea that they see a sock in the ditch and they should run screaming for their life. It's not that type of hazard. I wouldn't suggest eating them. I wouldn't suggest wearing them for 40 days continuously. But you don't need to run screaming when you see a sock. What you should do is call the sheriff's department. They have a system in North Dakota where the sheriff's department knows who to call at the Department of Health. And the Department of Health will send out a team to take care of those socks and go find the culprits for who left them.
Yeah, and right now, this material, as we said, responsibly dealt with by the vast majority of operators, but there's especially licensed landfills in other states, which we don't have here. And I know that some in the industry have called on the North Dakota Health Department. We've talked to them about the, you know, new regulations and to see if... you know, even the small percentage of the stuff that's handled poorly maybe would be better dealt if we had some of these special waste landfills here, right?
Well, that's something that the Department of Health and others within the state are looking at. The Department of Health has been looking at this issue for over a year now, and within the past 6 months or so has contracted with Argonne National Laboratory. No one in the nation, by the way, is better suited to take a look at the public health risks from NORM than Argonne. What they do there is they take input in the form of data on these NORM wastes. They model the radiation field surrounding them. They model the soil, and they predict how much of a public health implication there is from this material. Argonne is in that process right now under contract from the Department of Health. That study that Argonne is doing will help advise the whole process, not only the Department of Health, but everyone involved, as to what wise regulations might say in North Dakota to better control NORM waste and NORM waste disposal.
And which, by the way, isn't just what's in the drill cuttings that come up. It's in granite countertops. I saw your op-ed talk about common cat litter, coffee grounds, Brazil nuts, all kinds of other foods that contain similar levels of radioactivity. So, you know, it's to the extent that some of these news stories suggest that this is some sort of horrible threat, it's no more of a threat than those things, right?
It's on the same order of magnitude as many of those things. That's correct. As I said at the beginning of this chat, there is radiation all around us in all sorts of naturally occurring materials. You mentioned countertops. Phosphate fertilizer, a staple of the agricultural business here in North Dakota, has a comparable level of radioactivity.
Yeah, the important thing to realize is there's a lot of people working towards making sure that, you know, when these things come up, they're dealt with properly. And, you know, the Petroleum Council, the North Dakota Industrial Commission, Oil and Gas Research Council, Energy and Environmental Research Center, everybody's in this together. So I just wish when some of these stories would break that folks like Jay would get a call so this could be put into perspective rather than some of the headlines suggesting we're the next Chernobyl here. So all good suggestions in putting science before emotion and getting the facts in these particular stories. Jay, thanks for the reasoned arguments there. We appreciate the time today. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Scott. Have a good day.
Jay Olmley, Senior Research Manager, Energy and Environmental Research Center at UND. Back to your calls for our final segment next on What's On Your Mind.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Before 11 o'clock on the program, 11 before the hour. Might be 11 before 9 o'clock if you're listening to the replay on 550 KFIRE. So I'll just say it's 11 before the hour and not confuse you. By the way, shout out to the folks at the Divide County Journal. Crosby, North Dakota. I'm looking at the front page of the paper. Filter socks found near Crosby. It didn't say. Also, the story starts out, first noon and now Crosby. More low-level radioactive filter socks have been discovered. So some of the small-town newspapers, they bring some balanced reporting to this. You don't find that in the Bismarck Tribune. They love that radioactive headline. They got that baby ready to roll. Hey, it's May, brand-new month, and some brand-new ways to save at a PetroServe location near you. PetroServe USA, the folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's Bakken oil fields. They love Main Street America. They love Main Street North Dakota. They help America feel better right there by doing just that. And they're going to save you some bucks. You hear me talk about the 4 for $4 deal all the time. That's the hot stuff breakfast pizza, two cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain pop for $4. That's right. You can start your day with it. Or lunchtime, you know, the pepperoni, the sausage, the all-meat one. Hot stuff, pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce fountain pop, $4. That's all day, every day. But now, they are giving away $10,000. That's right. So get yourself registered to be one of 100 winners of PetroServe USA. You can also save on 32-ounce Powerade, 79 cents. Hershey's standard candy bar, 69 cents. And the Jack Link's jerky, 3 1/4-ounce bag, $3.99. All at a PetroServe location near you. Let's go Mandan, Bismarck. Let's go Valley City, Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Wahpeton, Minnesota locations, Bemidji, Dilworth, Glendon. Lots of places to save at a PetroServe USA location near you. All right, it's our final chance to chat here, so you can tell me what's on your mind at 800-228-0550.
Hi, Scott. I'm opposed to the raising of the minimum wage. I work in manufacturing, and it's pretty simple. I have to produce enough saleable products to cover my cost to the employer. However, if you give the people that are going to get a raise around here from raising minimum wage are the guys who show up 3 days a week if they feel like it and walk around with their hands in their pockets. I have to cover their costs as well. I won't get a raise out of it. Have a good day. Bye.
All right. Love the perspective here from all angles, and we've had them all today on the program. Appreciate all that. Here's one. That minimum wage not on her mind, but some fun in Medora to circle on your calendar.
Hey, Scott. This is Jill Weiss with Cottonwood Bluegrass Band. I was listening to the young men from Medora this morning and just had to make a recommendation for everybody. Saturday, May 10th is Ribs and Bluegrass Festival out in Medora all day. It's 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mountain Time. And there's going to be four different bluegrass bands playing around town. Over at the Chuck Wagon and Boots' Bar and the Cowboy Hall of Fame area. And there's going to be rib vendors all day in Medora sporting their ribs and fancy recipes. You can go around and eat ribs all day, and then you can vote on the best ribs. And then at 4 o'clock, between 3:30 and 4 Mountain Time, they're going to announce the winners over at the Cowboy Hall of Fame of the best ribs in Medora that day. Lots of great music going on all day. Go and eat your favorite ribs, vote for them, and then the winners do get quite a great monetary prize. So it's a big day in Medora, and that's coming up Saturday, May 10th. And I'm sure it's on the website, medora.com, and it's a great day. It's been going on for several years now. There's a band from Montana and three from North Dakota. So head on out, everybody, to Medora Saturday, May 10th, and eat some ribs and listen to some great music. All right, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
What's not to like? Thanks for the call, Jill, from the Cottonwood Bluegrass Band, Ribs and Bluegrass. Got that calendar circled now? I hope you do. We can't complete the day without some thoughts from Ray and Mandan, who called during one of the breaks here. Ray, what's on your mind today, my man?
Yeah, say, this is Ray from Mandan.
Right.
Say, what's on your mind? Well, I got a good idea. We should probably put some filter socks on all these reporters and all these pundits of the media that jump on the bandwagon to demonize an individual or groups or whatever, all these holy people, you know. Boy, oh boy, I tell you what, Al Sharpton and his groupies, I bet they love white people, don't they? I bet President Obama loves white people, too. Oh, who should put filters on who? What a cleverty.
All right. Thank you, Ray. I hope we all love each other, regardless of race, color, creed. Right? Just live that, Ray. Appreciate the call very much. All right. Last thing I have to do today is thank our friends from one of the newest ET Ag centers in America. I'm talking about my friends at High Plains Apache. Your Apache sprayer headquarters. And, you know, they're going to sell you an Apache sprayer, new or used. They're going to service that Apache sprayer. But, you know, any sprayer that you have that needs service, chances are they have the part for it now with that new ET Ag Center. Because they have like 50,000 parts in stock. And if they don't have it, they're going to get it to you quick. So if you're slowed up a little from this rain, waiting to get back in the fields and want to get that sprayer up and running, whether it's an Apache or any of them, stop and see my friends at High Plains Apache. They're on Eastside Court in Mandan across Main Avenue from Bonanza. They're also in Fargo, or call them at 701-663-2375. your ET Ag Center. Can you believe the 50,000 parts for the sprayers? They got them right there in stock. And if they don't have them, they'll have it at your door in a day or two. Great direct shipping. High Plains Apache, one of our sponsors here on What's on Your Mind. Plumb out of time for today. Friday, tomorrow, we'll do it all over again. God bless you, and thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind. Hey, folks, Scott Hennon here for my friends at Minnesota's premier resort, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Swing season is here as we get ready for Leech Lake to open up and all the snow melting away. The fun season about to be here. Don't let it get you down the swing season. Treat yourself to a fantastic escape at one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Here's some deals. Now through May 22nd, book a massage in the award-winning Aveda Spa, $1 per minute. That's right, 60-minute massage, $60. 80 minutes, $80. You get the idea. The Copper Door Aveda Spa, one of the best. And, you know, this is a good time for good lodging prices. So check out the website, chaseonthelake.com, for different deals. But Chase has told me about a deal I know you're going to love. May 9th through the 15th, book a classic hotel room at Chase for only $59 a night. Plan ahead, get ready for it. That's over Mother's Day weekend and fishing opener. $59 a night based on availability. So the idea is get it in now. Chaseonthelake.com or call them at 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi everybody, I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink, or a protein shake, or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will too. And now you can get them all at jasonlewisteam.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to jasonlewisteam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's jasonlewisteam.com.